The Lord be with you.
And with
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. In a society that was very focused on whether a person is clean or unclean, ritual cleanliness, we might kind of be surprised, how did someone with an unclean spirit get into the synagogue? Because usually nobody would get close to them, nobody would invite them to their home, because then they'll become unclean. And yet that man got into the synagogue. I think it's obvious that probably he didn't show any external signs for people to recognize that he has an unclean spirit, until he spoke. And what he was objecting to is that Jesus teaching with authority, bringing in a new teaching. As we know later on from the Gospels, like the Beatitudes, Jesus used to tell them, "You were told not to commit murder, but I tell you. You were told not to commit adultery, but I tell you." Jesus was bringing change, a new way of living the law, to go beyond the externals and really to look at the intention of the person. That's what that man objected to. That's how they recognized him to have an unclean spirit. We don't like change. We resist change. We get comfortable with the way things are, what we're used to. And sometimes we don't like change because it threatens our positions. Our position of power, our position in the community, it calls us to look at things differently. And we don't like that. And it's important for us to remember today that while the people in Nazareth who refused Jesus, as we heard in yesterday's gospel, because of his words, the people in Capernaum were open to Jesus. When we refuse change, we're not open to the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's important for us as a community here at Holy Family, because you know, we all going through change. I'm changing from being a pastor to being a bishop. You're changing from having one pastor to another pastor. Father Ricky is changing, going from one parish to another parish. And I think God's word today is important for us to remind us, be open to change. Not be afraid of change. To listen, to reflect, to pray about what we're hearing and what we're seeing. And trust that God is in that change. God is the one who brings about change, and that really, although we all don't like change, but it's good for us, because it helps us to grow and it challenges us to question our beliefs, our practices, and know really why we do what we do and why we believe what we believe.